When I first went in, I could remember everybody was older than me. How old was you when you first went in?
I was 16 years old when I initially got arrested. My mind wasn't really developed enough to understand it, but even before I got to Rikers Island, the whole experience with the court, you know, not understanding the language, not understanding what was being said about me, even though I was there, all that was really like a shock to me, just trying to understand this new world that I was a part of.
The first time you encountered your mentor that helped you want to change, what was that feeling like?
Oh, man. The first person that I considered to be the man in my life that set me down and said, listen, let me have a conversation with you about this thing called life. I used to stutter. And as a stuttering person, I felt that I wasn't being understood. That led to anger and frustration. Like, you don't really understand what I'm saying to you. And one of the things he said to me, he said, man, there's nothing wrong with you. You just don't have nothing to say. Let me give you something to say, then I'm going to teach you how to say it. And in the process of listening to other people speak as my guide, I was exposed to information from Martin Luther King to Malcolm X. So for him to free me from that prison, from that barrier, was a very transformative experience. And as I always tell you, brother, I've been talking ever since. I think one of the greatest tools that I learned is that I have the ability to truly change someone's life by virtue of what I say, what I do, and by virtue of what I expose them to.
Listening is definitely key because every kid needs somebody to vent to, get something off their chest, untwist that cap and release things that you may have been holding in for years.
If you can speak to the person you were, the 13-year-old, what would you say to that young man?
I would tell him, don't change nothing, because I probably would have went to college. And I mean, I'm in college now, but I probably would have been a straight A student. And I probably wouldn't have touched a soul. You know, I probably wouldn't have changed nobody's life. What do you think that younger you would say to you now?
You've broken the cycle. You didn't go back to prison. You worked hard. You ain't finished yet. You ain't finished yet. But keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm proud of you.